the Women's Football Podcast, shining a light on the women's game.
Leon restaurant in the back streets of the city, and I'm delighted to be joined by one of our bloggers, Megan Rapinoe, who's been a guest on the show previously. And by the time this interview comes out, Megan will have announced that she has left Leon a little bit earlier than expected. So Megan, do you want to tell us a little bit of information behind your decision?
Yeah, I've decided to leave Leon. I feel like I can't really pinpoint one specific reason. I think it's more sort of an overall happiness and wellness thing. I'm so grateful for the time that I've had here, and I feel like I've been challenged in ways that I have never been challenged before, that maybe I didn't think that I could deal with. I feel like I've grown so much as a player and as a person. But I feel like there's, you know, some really exciting things going on at home that I want to be a part of. The team shaping up in Seattle is awesome, and I really do feel like it's home there. And obviously being in the Northwest, I live in Portland, be able to go back for that. It's been hard this year. It's hard living abroad, and it's definitely lonely at times. I think sort of if I was, you know, maybe a few years younger, this would be a chance to kind of indulge in that sort of experience, but I feel like I'm ready to be a little bit more settled and to kind of enjoy the things about home that I miss so much. And it's going to be kind of crazy the next few years gearing up for the World Cup and hopefully the Olympics, and it'll just be nice to be home for a while and kind of lay some roots.
If there was one thing that you could say that you're going to be taking back home that you've learned over here, what would it be?
I would love to say a fluent tongue in French, but that's definitely not true. One thing that I've learned taking home. I think my game has really evolved. I think that it's gone to a different level than it has before, you know, on the training pitch and on the game pitch. I feel sort of more settled and sort of have a better idea of the player that I want to be. And I think that I've been challenged in ways that I hadn't been challenged in the U.S. before, and I feel like I could bring that knowledge back to the U.S. with me and hopefully bring that to Seattle and bring a little bit of that French flair.
And what about the main highlight of your time in Lyon? You've obviously had a little bit, maybe just under a year, give or take. What was the sort of the highlight for you?
Highlight for me? I mean, Champions League final last year playing Stamford Bridge was unbelievable. It's a dream come true. I've been really lucky in the last 3 years to play, you know, in three of women's football's biggest finals, you know, World Cup, Olympics, and the Champions League final. I love that experience, and I feel really proud to be a part of that team. And just the relationships that I've built here. It's totally new coming here and having, you know, not spoken the language before and to kind of learn that. And you just sort of bond with people in this different way than you would just going to a different team at home. So I feel like the relationships that I've built and the people that I've met, I feel like I'll always have friends here in France.
But obviously Leon's loss is Seattle's gain. It does now mean that you'll be available for the whole season. How excited are you about that?
I'm extremely excited. You know, my time last year in Seattle was absolutely brilliant. I feel like they totally won me over. I can't say that I wasn't skeptical going in, especially joining the team. It just, you know, gained 1 point from 10 games. But Laura, the manager there, and the team, Bill Predmore, the owner, everybody was just wonderful to me and treated me so well. And I'm so excited to go back and be able to get a full season under my belt and see what kind of special things we can do there.
Laura Harvey's been very busy over the off season. She's been given different nicknames. How about how she's managed to pull off a lot of the trades that she has? Players like Sydney Leroux coming in. How excited are you to be able to be a part of what's going to be a pretty different team to what you played with last year?
Yeah, the little English magician, I think I'm going to call her. I feel like she's sitting in her office, like doing Austin Powers laugh. Like, she's been able to pull all of these strings that, you know, other people haven't been able to pull. I feel like the acquisitions that she made are just beyond massive. I think getting Sid, that's something that we really lacked last year, just a true number nine, true goal scorer. Bringing in Kim Little, she's absolutely unbelievable. I rate her so much. Some of the other players that she's brought in, I feel like, you know, not just good random players, but I feel like she has a really good sort of plan in the way that we want to play and the style that we want to play, and those players that she's brought in, it's just been unbelievable.
And finally, it obviously means that you're going to be a bit more available for the US Women's National Team. You've got a big friendly coming up at the end of the month against Canada and two friendlies in February against Russia. How much are you looking forward to those games?
That was another huge reason to come back to the US. I feel like, you know, Tom Cerrone has been, you know, extremely generous and understanding in my wanting to play here and allowing me to miss a lot. And I know that I haven't been available that often for the national team. And, you know, I think there's only so many days I can miss before it starts to take its toll. My spot can't be saved forever. So to be able to get back with the team, you know, leading in this qualification year and be able to, you know, play in these games, which I think are really important, is something that I think that was a huge draw to come back for me. So I'm excited to get back with the team. I've missed them. I've come into camp a few times and people hardly recognize me, and that's not a good sign. So glad to show my face more with the national team and obviously in Seattle as well. And I'm very thankful for the time I've had here in Lyon, but quite delighted to go home.
Megan, always a pleasure. Very busy with us and we appreciate that. I guess the only thing that's left for us to say is au revoir.
Au revoir.
The Women's Football Podcast, shining a light on the women's game.